will come to order, and Commissioner Jack will lead us in the pledge.
Place your hand over your heart. Repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hetherington.
Present.
Commissioner Jack.
Here.
Commissioner Marks.
Here.
Commissioner O'Grady.
Here.
Commissioner Slane.
Here.
Chairperson O'Keefe.
Here.
And the record will reflect that Vice Chairperson Fonzi is in excused absence.
We have some rules of decorum. To the speakers, please direct your comments to the entire commission and not to any individual. Please do not use slanderous, profane, or negative personal remarks concerning individuals absent or present. To the audience, I ask that you be respectful and courteous to the speakers and refrain from vocal expressions of approval or disapproval, such as clapping or heckling. And is there a motion for approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Commissioner Jack.
Yes.
Commissioner Slane.
Yes.
Commissioner Hetherington.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks.
Yes.
Commissioner O'Grady.
Yes.
Chairperson Fonzi. I'm sorry, Chairperson O'Keefe.
Yes.
6-0, motion passes.
Okay, disclosure of ex parte, and I'll start on my right and just go down.
I have none, thank you.
Reserved for persons wishing to address the commission in any matter not on this agenda and over which the commission has jurisdiction. Speakers are limited to 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record before making your presentation. The commission may take action to direct the staff to place a matter of business on a future agenda. Is there anybody who would like to speak at public comment time? Seeing none, I'll close public comment and we'll move on to the consent calendar. There are 2 items on there, approval of the minutes of the regular planning commission of August 7th and approval of a time extension on a tentative track map.
I'd like to pull item 2.
Okay. Item 2 has been pulled. Is there a motion for item 1?
Moved.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Jack?
Yes.
Commissioner Hetherington?
Yes.
Commissioner Slane?
Yes.
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Grady?
Yes.
Chairperson O'Keefe?
Yes.
6-0, motion passes.
And Commissioner O'Grady? Regarding item 2?
Yes, what about it?
Oh, you wanted to pull it?
I did.
Okay, is there some discussion?
Yeah.
Questions?
Well, okay, I didn't know whether this was the proper time to address that or when we actually go over the staff report on item 2.
I think this is the time to do it. Is that not correct? Yes.
Yeah, if there's specific questions, staff can answer it. If you'd like us to give you a brief report on it, we can do that also.
Well, I guess if I'm being asked to vote on, I'd like to have a reason for voting to approve the extension, so I'd like a little bit more information about the status of the project.
The project approval was for a 62-unit planned development on the north end of town. The applicant has submitted building permits, grading permits, public improvement permits, and for their final map. It's quite a lengthy process. There are a lot of units involved and a lot of public and on-site improvements involved. They do not yet have a final map. They are waiting to annex into the community facilities district, which we do on regular cycles at the city council meeting, and they have not yet done that. And that's a condition on their final map. So they are moving forward. It just takes a while to go through the process.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions? If not, does someone want to make a motion? Commissioner Hetherington.
Sorry. Well, what's the next cycle that they'll come in? Will this land within the 2-year extension if we go that way?
They will be able to final their map probably within the next few months or so. We're just working out the details with our consultants, Muni Financial, on when those hearings would happen.
Thank you.
I'd like to move to approve it.
Okay, second. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Commissioner Slane?
Yes.
Commissioner Jack?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Grady?
Yes.
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
Commissioner Hetherington?
Yes.
Chairperson O'Keefe?
Yes.
6-0, motion passes.
Okay, we'll go on to our first community development staff report, and that's a tree removal permit.
Good evening, Madam Chair and members of the Commission. This evening we have a tree removal permit for 10200 West Front Road. The picture to your left is the tree in its current condition. It was taken today, actually. And the picture to the right is work done by the applicant, who at the time was unaware a permit was needed to remove a deceased tree. We notified the applicant, and they responded accordingly by submitting an application and required materials. This is the arborist report and letter stating the condition of the tree and the tree hazard evaluation form, which is also included in the staff report that gives it a rating of 7 out of 10, deeming the tree dead. The tree is coming to the Planning Commission this evening because of the fact it's 24 inches at breast height. It exceeds 24 inches at breast height diameter, making it required to come to the Planning Commission for approval. Planning Commission must make the required findings to approve this permit. Staff has highlighted the first finding as the appropriate one, that it's been deemed dead or deceased or injured beyond reclamation by a certified arborist. Mitigations for this removal come up to $600 from the native tree regulations. Staff recommends that the Planning Commission make the appropriate finding and adopt PC Resolution 2007-74 permitting the removal of this 36-inch valley oak tree. Are there any questions?
Are there any questions? Where they are driving from and to?
Sure, there's actually a curb, and it shows it pretty well in this picture. Again, from the first slide, that access easement shown in blue. But this right here is actually the path they drive. It literally does go under the drip line, and their concern was of branches falling if someone happened to be driving at the same time. Prospective buyers for that lot in the back.
And that's an undeveloped lot?
Both lots are undeveloped, correct.
Okay. And will that be the ingress and egress for the future owners of those lots?
For the rear property, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, just a little legal housekeeping. The tree hazard evaluation form, which is page 39, has the wrong address on it. Just like to note for the record that the actual address is 10200. I hope it is. I hope that's what the arborist looked at.
I've been informed it was just because it was vacant and they just did the address.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Hetherington?
Do we have any idea what killed the tree, Matthew?
No, but the arborist report did say it's been dead for over a year.
And the cut marks were done when?
That was recently, within the last week and a half. And they did provide us with pictures of the tree in its dead condition before the cuts.
Okay, thank you.
I guess you all are approving. I sure appreciate the collegiality of this body. I'm trying to find, is it on the screen that I can read it?
Just on page 37.
Is it on?
Just resolution PC, page 31, excuse me.
I see it. Thank you, Sandy. I move that the Planning Commission adopt resolution PC 2007-0074 to approve the request to remove one native oak tree subject to findings and condition approval, with the added condition there be standards for removal added to the conditions on the order of what I've discussed at on a couple of occasions here.
Is there discussion?
I would just like a clarification that that means grinding the stump and spreading out the mulch.
A workmanlike job of tree removal, which means clearing out all of the debris, grinding the stump below grade, and doing it in a timely manner.
Okay, I think at this point it would be appropriate for Mr. Fraze to, this item was discussed at the joint meeting between the Parks and Rec and Planning Commission, and that was one of the questions. Mr. Fraze, would you please explain the direction that we got from the council?
Well, I believe the direction was that if the commission feels that they want to add conditions on a case-by-case basis, that would be appropriate since we don't have an standard in our ordinance at this point. So I think the motion as made is acceptable.
Okay. It seemed to me, as I recall, that they said we could add those, but that they... So is there any further discussion with the motion the way it is?
I'm going to have to oppose the conditions that are placed on it. I think this is an individual lot that belongs to that person. If it was amongst a commercial properties downtown where it's real visible, I think I could go ahead and support that. But at this point, I think we need to leave that right to the property owner himself.
I feel the same way.
As do I, and I would like to withdraw my second as he, as with regard to the me amendment.
Okay. So is there a second for the motion as it is?
Yeah, I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Commissioner O'Grady.
Yes.
Commissioner Marks.
Yes.
Commissioner Hetherington.
Yes.
Commissioner Jack.
No.
Commissioner Slane.
No.
And Chairperson O'Keefe.
No.
3-3, motion fails.
Does somebody want to make another motion?
Yeah, I make a motion that the tree does need to be removed, that we stick with the original recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
Commissioner Jack?
Yes.
Commissioner Slane?
I'm not sure I'm clear on what you're saying, the original findings.
You're just moving.
This is the staff recommendation.
Okay. Staff's recommendation?
Okay. Yes.
Good evening, Planning Commissioners. This next item before you is an amendment to a tentative parcel map to the building envelopes that were previously approved. These are the three lots that were approved as a part of the original subdivision. The applicants are proposing to amend the building envelope both on Parcel 2 and Parcel 3. These are two separate lots owned by two separate people, and so we're going to look at those lots individually with the proposed amendments, but we're bringing it to you as one because it was part of the same original map. The lots are located in the single-family residential-Y zoning designation. They do meet minimum lot size for this area. They are located across from Stadium Park on the upper end. So the map was approved in May of 2006. It did create three parcels. There was an open space easement recorded over the rear half of the parcels. The building envelope was included on an area that was 20% or less as required, and there was a condition to include stem wall construction on the two undeveloped parcels as part of the building permits. So parcel two in the middle is located here. The original building envelope is shown in the blue area, and they are requesting some amendments to the building envelope in the rear of the parcel, which will be shown in greater detail in a minute. They're also requesting a small graded rear yard area as part of this parcel, so it's not utilizing stem wall construction as the original conditions specified. And the graded yard area would extend approximately 20 feet beyond the residence that's proposed. So this red line here is the approximate location of the original building envelope. The portion in blue is the portion of the residence that's located outside that original building envelope, which they are requesting this evening. And the green area shows the portion of grading. These do include some... there's no additional impacts in terms of removals to the trees, and they are using retaining walls to reduce impacts to the drip line area as much as possible. And the open space easement area is not affected by the changes. Parcel 3 is the parcel on the corner of Pinal and Escarpa. The original building envelope area is shown in the blue, and the amendment requested portion is shown in the red. The building envelope area remains 20% or less, which is a requirement on parcel maps on slopes of this nature. The house does extend approximately 20 feet outside the previously approved envelope, and they are utilizing stem wall construction consistent with the conditions of approval. So the red line shows the location of the previously approved building envelope. The blue portion shows the location of the house that's outside of the building envelope. And the tan portion shows a raised deck on pier footings that they are proposing. The green dots show the location of the two trees that are proposed for removal. One is a 9-inch and one is a 23-inch white oak, I believe. They are less than 24 inches. However, the original condition on the map required that any additional tree removals come back to the Planning Commission for approval. So that's why you're seeing these tonight. So on parcel 3, they are required to come back even though they're less than 24 inches for the tree removals based on the conditions. They are using stem wall construction for the proposed house, and the open space area will not be affected. The project is consistent with the previously certified mitigated negative declaration. These are considered minor alterations. The findings, you'll need to make findings for parcel 2 for the building envelope amendment and the graded rear yard area in order to change the condition. And
are there any questions of staff? No questions?
Yes, I do. Kelly, would you explain the changes to parcel 3 again for me, please?
So parcel 3 is requesting the building envelope modification, which would allow them to extend beyond this red line here, and requesting the tree removals. So the tree removals really aren't an amendment to the map, but they are required to be approved by the Planning Commission based on the conditions. The original building envelope, the setback was 10 feet here from Escarpa, so they're tilting the house to get a little bit more driveway space and maybe some guest parking in there as well.
Okay, thank you.
What is the width of the deck?
The width this way or the width this way?
That way. Can't have two widths.
I believe it's approximately length or width, 7 to 10 feet. The applicant's representative is here. They could probably give you a more exact number.
Thank you. If there are, go ahead.
I have a question. Came up in a discussion on page 49 under conclusion. Based on the current hillside grading policy, the Planning Commission must find that the proposed residential design reduces impacts to grading and native trees. Can you clarify? Because from what I looked at, didn't quite meet that. I mean, is that an absolute?
Well, that's the council on that, if you wish to.
Okay, thank you.
I have a follow-up question to that. The reason for stem walls, though, is because it really reduces grading.
Correct. Right. With a stem wall construction, you would have no rear yard area. Your house basically acts as a retaining wall and stands on a stem wall and is raised completely off of the earth. So there's far minimal dirt moving with a stem wall construction.
Similar to the projects on Joplin. We've had a number of them come like that, but I think one of the most recent ones were on Joplin, where you had the stem wall construction.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that project, but we do see a lot in the hillside areas.
Okay. Again, any other questions? If not, I'll open it up to the applicant. Is the applicant here? Please state your name.
Good evening, Commissioners. My name is Barrick Miles. I'm at 5815 Traffic Way. I'm with Geo West. I'm the surveyor, and I represent the engineer on the project. I was the original owner of this project, and I tried to help a friend to hopefully get into a house, but financially, because of the way that things were delayed, we were anyways forced to sell things. So parcel one, this has all been recorded, and parcel one, the existing house, has been sold. Parcel two, I sold to my father, who's here behind me, and then parcel three is to Mr. Toos, who is here with his family as well. My dad, he's been here for about 22 years. He lives beyond San Clemente, and he'll get up behind me. And his house is a two-story house that's on the side of a hill, and it's pretty steep. So originally when we did this, the staff asked me to put houses on here just so that we could put area as well. And then Mr. Tooze, he has parcel 3, and then he's utilized some stem walls to minimize the height there. Because if you put that two-story house that my house is, unfortunately these two don't like my house, if they put my house there, it would be real obtrusive. So Mr. Tooze has utilized that and just kind of graded his house or used stem walls to reduce that height. So if there's any questions, I'm available, and the two applicants are here as well.
Are there any questions of the applicant? Okay, apparently there aren't, so the next speaker, please. Thank you.
My name is Raymond Miles, and I live at San Clemente, 8105 San Clemente. And we purchased this lot with the intent of putting a house that would be a single story. Because my wife and I, as we get older, we're going to have trouble climbing stairs. So we also wanted a lot that would be pretty reasonably flat that we could walk around on and be comfortable. We also have a father-in-law that's in a retirement home, and we're hoping perhaps that he can join us too later on. And he's confined to a wheelchair, so he can't walk. We've submitted plans. I think we started in March. And this is the third time that we've had it turned back for corrections. And also, we have a construction loan in place and has been in place for some time. So, you know, time is of the essence, and it is something that we do need. I appreciate
you. And we have four daughters, and we live at 8823 Arcade Road, now in Atascadero. And the house, it's an 1,100 square foot house. It's for four daughters. That's a really tight, really small house. It's time to expand for us. So we purchased this property at a reasonable rate. And so we've built this house the most simple, cost-effective way to build this house. It's been designed this way to for my family so that it will accommodate us without great impact to the existing property. It's if we were, like Mr. Miles brought out, if we put his house on the plan, if one was driving up from the Pinal Street, the house from the back would look like a three-story house. From the front on a scarpa, it would be a two-story house, very tall, and maybe not the best for this environment. It would cost quite a bit more to build this, but with the proposed plan that we have before you, it's at minimum cost from the rear coming up, it's two-story, and from the escarpa, the front, it looks like a one-story house. So it, if anybody has a view around, any neighbors that are already there, it'll be at least 10 feet, if not.
My name's Stephanie Landon, and I actually live in the original parcel, which is the one on the very top of the hill. And I came here tonight to kind of get a feel for what was going to happen with the adjoining subdivided properties. And just from my opinion, I am in favor, especially for Parcel 3, to be the lower story house. I think it would be quite a lot less spectacular going up that street. It is across from Stadium Way entrance, so I think personally that the proposal is favorable as a neighbor as well. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak? Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to the commission for discussion and or questions. Commissioner Hetherington.
Is this on sewer?
No.
No?
No, septic systems are proposed. They were shown on the original plan.
That area, I live about a mile, and I've walked that area for the last 15 years, and that's a pretty significant drainage area from the top of Escarpa down. There's regulations from the regional board about where those septics can go. Have we checked with them to see?
That was one of the reasons during the original map process that they required that they do building permit plans and show the feasibility of building. We normally don't require that degree of detail with a tentative parcel map, but because of the terrain and the drainage area, this is sort of the beginning of a drainage area that turns into a larger swale down low. We did require during the tentative map that they show that septic system
have that leach into the drainage that's going to be going downhill. But you're assuring me that that's been looked at, Steve?
Steve?
Yeah, we did look at that during the preliminary stages and the map stages like Kelly was talking about. And the distance is far enough away from the housing site and the proposed septic system areas that the effluent from the septic systems tend to move down. So the zone separation from the lots below, I think, are long enough.
Is this area capable of second units?
The area is capable of second units because this has recorded building envelopes. The second unit would have to be within the recorded building envelope. So if they wanted to build a second unit outside that area, we'd have to go through the same process as tonight and come back before you.
Any other questions? I originally voted against this project when it came in. I thought that you could add one additional lot, but not two. And that has to do with the configuration. I also voted against it because I didn't think it fit in with the neighborhood. Adding two houses so close together, so close to the road, most of the other houses set back. And another comment I had made is that they could come back in for changes, and they're coming back in for changes. They could bring it back for second units. There could just be a lot more activity. So I feel pretty much the same way I did when it first came before the commission to approve the subdivision.
It's consistent with what the city ordinance is and what the policies are for the city. So I think we need to accommodate this amendment change.
Are there any other comments? Commissioner Hetherington.
I want to go back to what Commissioner Jacks had brought up a while ago about, based on the current hillside grading policy, the commission must find that the proposed residential design reduces impacts to grading and native trees, but yet here we are taking out two native trees. So I'm having a problem with that, and I think also with three lots, it's just not the character of the neighborhood.
If I can clarify, the finding for the hillside grading policies would be the finding for parcel 2, and there's no tree removals proposed for that parcel.
I'm sorry. I was looking more at parcel 3.
And I might add, too, they didn't have to say anything about the tree removal. They did that by good conscience just to let us know what they're going to do. Those trees don't make that. They're less than 24 inches, isn't that correct?
Well, they would have still. No. They had to. A point of clarification, that was one of the original conditions, that if there were any trees removed, it had to come back. What's missing here is the arborist report, though. There was no, there's no arborist report. None of the trees were marked. They have the old markings from the previous project. The two trees to be removed were not marked, and I couldn't find any numbers.
The arborist reports are always required with building permits, so the construction level impacts were addressed during the building permits, and that's where the arborist reports sort of live in our process.
Three, moving it back as much as they're moving it back, they're only hoping to gain additional parking spaces? Is that my...
You need to clarify from the applicant the exact reasons for moving it back. I know that he mentioned a second story below rather than above. As part of his reason. This corner right here remains at the 10-foot setback, which was originally approved, so it's this corner of the house that was moved an additional 10 feet in this direction. But the reasons are probably best answered by the applicant.
Does the commission want me to open it up to the applicant? Do you want to ask him that? Okay. Would the applicant please come up to the podium?
So clarify the question one more time, please.
The reason that you're moving the building envelope?
Okay. When this house was designed, we just bought this plan from a local architect and to save on cost. So it makes it so you have to do a minimal cut in the hillside. This was just the design of the house. So I had no idea about a building envelope. If I would have known about a building envelope, I probably would have went with a different plan. But that's $10,000+ ago. And so the reason this is because of the tilt to go parallel with the lot and because of the design of the house. So there's, I think, a minimum of a 3-foot cut in it, and then there'll be a retaining wall for the lower stories for 3 bedrooms downstairs. And then up above that would be the living area system in the same exact spot. Those things wouldn't change, and we wouldn't have, there would not be an issue here tonight. We would still have a house. The only difference is the house would be taller, more obtrusive, and it would cost quite a bit more to do. So this way, it saves as far as neighbors are concerned, the impacts on what they see. And it's not. I don't think most neighbors want to pull up and see a big 3-story building pulling up the road. And so that's why the building carries on past that building envelope. Like I said, if we could have, if we knew about this before, because this is the third plan check that this is happening, this wasn't brought up beforehand. So we would have took care of it at the beginning, but now this is down the road a little bit, so this is how the house is.
Thank you. Did that answer your question? I'm sorry, but it's, do you want me to open it back up again to Mr. Miles?
That's the question.
Okay, I think we have the questions answered. Thank you. Clarification with regard to the third plan check, and then the problem was discovered. Could you elaborate on that?
The fact that they were outside the building envelope was missed by planning staff on, I believe, the first and second plan check. That would probably be a question for the applicant. I'm not sure if they need to over-excavate a portion of the soil for the stem wall construction, because the tree looks like it's approximately 2 feet from the edge of the house.
You can't save a tree under those circumstances. Okay, if there's any further, oh, sorry.
I've got a question for Steve. In your opinion, extending these envelopes are feasible and can be done reasonably?
Yeah, from an engineering standpoint, the extension of the envelopes don't propose that much of an impact. I think the extension of the envelopes has to do more with aesthetic values and the saving of the trees and the ambiance of the neighborhood. As for the engineering and the drainage and the septic system and the access, there's no difference between the two.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's have two separate motions here. Let's take parcel number 2. And does somebody want to make a motion?
I will. I move that we adopt Resolution PC 2007-0072, approving an amendment to Parcel 2 of the tentative parcel map 2005-0072, revising the building envelope and allowing a graded rear yard area based on the findings and subject to conditions of approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the second.
Second.
Commissioner Slane?
Yes.
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
Commissioner Hetherington?
Yes.
Commissioner Jack?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Grady?
Yes.
And Chairperson Fonzie? I'm sorry, why am I doing that? Chairperson O'Keefe?
No, and for the reasons that I cited earlier.
5-1 motion passes.
Is there a motion for?
I'll do that one too. So I request that we adopt resolution PC 2007-0073 approving an amendment to Partial 3 of Tentative Partial Map 2005-0072 revising the building envelope and approving two native tree removals based on findings and subject to conditions of approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call.
Commissioner Slane?
Yes.
Commissioner Jack?
Yes.
Commissioner Hetherington?
No, my problem is with the tree removal.
Commissioner Marks?
Yes.
Commissioner O'Grady?
Yes.
Chairperson O'Keefe?
Yes, and for the record, I'm voting for this one because the applicant had invested quite a bit of money and then found on plan check number 3 that, in fact, things didn't work.
5-1 motion passes.
Okay, that concludes our staff reports. Commissioner comments and reports. I would like to let you know that with regard to the meeting that we had, the joint meeting, there will be minutes, and I've requested that because there were a lot of questions that were proposed by Commissioner O'Grady. It took quite a bit of time, but I think they were important. And so I've asked that you each get a copy of the minutes when they come out so you have some idea of how these were viewed and what the outcome was.
Commissioner O'Keefe, can we have some idea when those minutes would be available?
I don't know. I left a message with Shannon Sims today because she's the one who does that, and apparently they're not done. So I don't know. And then you'll notice that you have some fire department standards with regard to road. This isn't, I don't think this is what I asked for. What I asked for, Warren, was just that top sheet.
Yeah, the fire department reviewed that top sheet and determined that the one they showed you wasn't the actual current one. They weren't able to produce the latest version of it, so we didn't hand that out tonight, but we are handing out the other pieces that are current fire standards. But there is a one-page summary that outlines what the different requirements are for driveways and turnarounds and that sort of thing. It's a nice one-page summary. Unfortunately, we don't have the latest version available for the commission tonight. I expect I'll have that at your next meeting.
The other thing that it has is what the width is if you're accessing one and two units, if you add a third, you know, these kinds of things, and these questions keep coming up, so I thought it would be helpful information. Any other comments from the commissioners?
I've got a comment. Mission Oaks, you know, they removed that tree down there, and they did a great job. I don't know if you saw that, Dan, where they actually stumped it all out and just got it right down to the level. So I think it depends on...
Hallelujah, I got one.
You know, I think it depends on the company that you use, you know.
No, it depends on necessity. A stump would have taken away one parking place.
But just to let you know, they did a great job. I watched them do it. I had a great afternoon watching them. So.
Take out a tree?
No, guy's working.
Oh. Well, wait till the sycamore comes down now that the building's come down, the one across from Vaughn's. That'll be coming down next. I bet they do it at midnight. Mm-hmm. Commissioner, pardon?
That's a good thing they do it at midnight.
Well, it's cooler then.
Commissioner Jack.
This is a little different. Is there anyone here that's going to the energy conference?
Yes, I am.
You are?
Yeah, Thursday and Friday.
I'll talk to you afterwards.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that the energy conference at Cal Poly?
Yes.
Sea Change.
I thought that that was by invitation only.
Wasn't the whole commission invited?
Yes, I think so. I got an invitation.
Through the email.
Right.
Yeah, I believe the commission in early July or late June got little flyers on it. I think we had two commissioners express interest in it, so we enrolled them.
Okay. Any other comments? The director's report?
Could I just ask that whoever is going that maybe we could devote 10 or 15 minutes at a meeting that's not really a long meeting to find out what took place, because I think it's very interesting.
We can do that at your next meeting.
Is anybody from staff going?
Yes. I'll be going along with the deputy director and the building official.
Okay. Director's report?
Yes. Handed out a couple items for you tonight. There was also some discussion of the mayor's climate protection agreement that was signed, I think, a year ago. So I provided copies of that to all the planning commissioners. That was discussed at the mayor's roundtable with the chairs. And there was also some discussion about the Habitat for Humanity project. They did give us some additional correspondence regarding how they select their clients for the project that had been requested by the council. So we provided that to the commission as well. And then you did hopefully also see that you received your city sweaters tonight. If there's any problems with sizes, let me know. We'll get you the correct sizes as soon as possible.
Did you put Roberta's here? Remember, I did not order one.
No, that's yours.
No, it's not.
I'll take it back.
Thank you.
I've got Roberta somewhere else, but.
Okay.
What size is it, Joe? I might need it.
You'd look good in it too, Dan.
Yeah, right. A white collar, even.
With a white skirt.
Thank you, Warren.
You're welcome. And other things going on. Last week, we had the Just Listening open house and the community forums. They were very well attended. I know most of the planning commissioners were able to attend. We're in the process right now of collating and publishing all the comments that we received. It's a nice, thick book. That's going to go to the city council. They'll be discussing that at their next meeting on the 28th. We're looking for the council to give staff direction on how to proceed with this concept of economic development strategy update for the city. And that Just Listening session was a key piece of helping to provide some direction to the council on how to proceed. Our next meeting is September 4th, and right now we're looking at a pretty light agenda. We've got a tree removal permit and a time extension right now. I believe also we'll probably have the updated norms for the Planning Commission on that agenda as well for discussion. And that'll conclude my report.
I have a couple items to add as a director's report. I would just like to, first of all, add to Warren's comments on the Just Listening. I also participated in that and led one of the local sessions, and I was very, very impressed at the community involvement, and particularly at the meeting we had on Thursday night. The community was very engaged, people I'd never seen before, so I was really, really encouraged by the people out by that. I'd like to point out some dates to you. August 27th, that's just coming up Monday, we're having our first Transit Center site selection meeting, where we'll be talking about the criteria we're going to be using to select the site for the Transit Center in Atascadero, and that will be here in the City Hall at Conference Room 4. August 28th,
Excuse
the City Council.
Excuse me, Steve. Who can attend that?
Anybody can attend it.
Okay, and Conference Room 4 is over there?
Yes.
Okay, at what time?
At 5 o'clock.
Okay.
It's on the 27th.
Yes.
No, Monday.
Monday, yeah. Then on August 28th, I don't know if Warren covered this or not, the City Council will be getting an update on the Just Listening program and be giving us further directions. On September the 11th at 5 o'clock, the City Council will be hearing the presentation on the Streetscape Phase 2 program. And that, again, will be at 5 o'clock, and the Planning Commission will be formally invited to that. Tomorrow, the bids open for the US 101-41 interchange rebuilding project, so we'll find out who the contractor is and what type of price they came in, and be working with them in the schedule and the traffic control program. And that's all I have to report.
Okay, I just, you know, I get this magazine as a chair. Whoever's the next chair will get it, but it's Western City. But there is an article in there about how California cities are meeting the challenges of climate change. Dan, do you want this? Because you brought it up first. If not, I'll give it to anybody else, somebody else. Yeah. It's Western Cities. Oh, it was Doug. Okay. I had gone through it, so since we've been discussing it, I thought.
I did put that on my list for discussion at your meeting, but Doug, I think, originally brought up the question.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, if there's nothing else, yes, go ahead.
On time extensions that end up on the consent calendar, I would be less inclined to request that they be pulled if there was some information about why the time extension is being requested and what the status of the project is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that concludes our Planning Commission meeting, and I think this is a record for this commission.